We start Kinnis. It's Kinnis Zion. It starts Echa Astor Ve'Apecha. It starts with the Loshon Echa. Echa, the Megillas Echa, is a Loshon of Kina. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Behem Ka'odom Avru Bris, that Klal Yisrael was compared to Adam Arishai. Adam Arishai was Chayte, the Eibishter gave him a Tzivoy, and he was Chayte, he was over the Tzivoy of the Eibishter. And the Eibishter was Mekainen on him, Ayeka. So too, Klal Yisrael were also the Mitzvah and the Torah and the Mitzvahs. And they were over the mitzvahs that the Eibishter gave them. And the Eibishter was mekayin on them the same word, the same letters, Eicha. The Medrash is saying that the word Ayeka and the word Eicha is really one and the same kina. Tisha B'Av, it says in Megillas Eicha, Tisha B'Av is a moed. Kora alai moed lishbar bachuroi. And this is very difficult to understand. How could Tisha B'Av, which is a day of mourning, a day of avelus, how could we say that Tisha B'Av is a moed? What Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Tzaita and Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara says that miyoyim shacharav beis hamikdash lehoya yoyim she'ein kilolosoy meruba mechaveiroi. From the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, there's not a day that is not more tragedy than the previous day. And how do we understand this? If from the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, Klal Yisrael were roi for terrible tragedy, why does it have to go gradually? And the Dugna Magid gives a moshel of a king that had a son that got very sick, and he brought the best doctors. And the doctors said that there's one refuah, there's one way that the son will be healed, and that's if you make sure that the son will not fall asleep. And this prince was used to sleeping in the greatest comfort with so many mattresses and pillows. In order to make sure that he doesn't fall asleep, they took away a pillow. And the prince was very uncomfortable and he wasn't able to sleep. But after a few nights, he got used to missing that pillow. And slowly but surely, he was starting to fall asleep. And they had to take away a mattress. And again, it was very uncomfortable. But after a while, he got used to that also. And that's the way it went. They had to take away one pillow and another pillow and a mattress. Until eventually, the son got used to everything. And he was on the floor. They had to take away everything. And he was sleeping on the floor. And eventually, the prince got used to even sleeping on the floor, and he started falling asleep again. And there was only one Eitzah. The Eitzah was that they have to hit him in order to make sure that he doesn't fall asleep. That says the Dugna Magid. That is the Pshat in the Gemara. Miyoyim shacharav beis hamikdosh. And Yoim She'ein Kilolosei Meruba Mechaveiroi. Klal Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash was taken away. But after a while, they get used to that. And the point over here is to make sure that Klal Yisrael doesn't forget and doesn't start getting complacent in Golus and doesn't start getting used to the Golus. And that is why Yoim She'ein Kilolosei Meruba Mechaveiroi. Klal Yisrael lost touch. We lose touch of what it meant to have a Beis HaMikdash. and we get used to the galus. And the only way that the Eibishter makes that we should not be able to stand galus is only when the Eibishter hits us. There's a pasuk in Parsha Shmos. It says, Ro'oi Ro'isi, the Eibishter says, Ro'oi Ro'isi es oni ami asher b'mitzroyim. I saw the oppression of my nation, Israel, in Mitzrayim. Ve'esakosom shamaiti mipnei noiksov. And I heard their cries out from their oppressors. Ki odati es machoivov. Because I know their pain. And the Beis Halevi explains the pasuk. He says that when a person is Berum HaMadrega, tremendously successful person, and then slowly but surely he starts to go down, and eventually he doesn't have anything, and he's starving, the person, he cries out because he's very hungry. But he got used to not having all the luxuries that he once had. And he's not even thinking about them anymore. But someone on the side that remembers what he used to be, that person, he understands the cry that the person himself doesn't even understand. Zokta Beis Halevi, that's the pshat. Ro'i ro'isi es oni ami asher b'mitzroyim. I saw the pain. Ve'esakosom shomaiti mipnei noiksov. I heard their cry. What are they crying? Mipnei noiksov. Because of their oppressors. But kiodati es machoivov. But I know their true ka'ev. I know their true pain. The true pain is how Klal Yisrael lost their madrega. The madrega of the ovis. The madrega of what they were before. Zokta Beis Halevi, that's pshat in the Medrash in Megillah in Eicha. The Medrash says that the Eibishter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said that today, Tisha B'Av, is like a day that a person, is something that we could relate to over the past few weeks. The Eibishter says that Tisha B'Av is like a father who is taking his son to the chuppah, and in the chuppah, the son all of a sudden got killed. Zokta Beis Halevi, that's the pshat in that medrash is that, of course, there's a terrible tragedy that the son got killed. But when it comes from the greatest simcha, he was about to take his son to the chuppah, and now is when the son gets killed. That's what the Churban Beis Hamikdash is like. The Churban Beis Hamikdash is not only about golus, it's not only about oppression, it's not only about the pain of golus. But the Churban Beis Hamikdash is how we came, how we fell from being the greatest nation to being the lowest nation. In this kino, we say, Eicha, how could it be that the Eibishter did this to us? And he didn't remember the previous Madrega. And we keep on saying over and over again, Zechor Hashem Mehoyolon. Only the Eibishter could remember Mehoyolon, what really happened to us. We are not in touch. We get used to Golus, and we don't even realize the tragedy that Tisha B'Av is. But Zechor Hashem Mehoyolon. Tisha B'Av is a Moed. A Moed doesn't only mean a regel, a yontif. A moed comes from a loshon of his vadus, of meaning. A loshon of getting, becoming attached again. We say in Kina, Lamed Aleph, Kinim o'ira leman azkira b'tzeisi mirushalayim. The purpose of saying Kinis on Tisha B'Av is leman azkira, that we should remember. We should remember B'tzeisi Mirushalayim. We forget the Madregas that we lost B'tzeisi Mirushalayim, and we only cry out because of the pain of the Golus. But Tisha B'Av is a Moed. Tisha B'Av is a day that we should again meet, we should again come in contact, we should again remember the Madregas that we have, that we had once at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and what the depth of how much we lost with the Churban Beis HaMikdash and going into Golus. Eicho atzdo be'apecho v'yitimoyiz kamayim al-mevi yoyim zen ishbihinu famayim zochri bi'yoysi v'shalvo yeshevez b'irusholayim rogati v'atade ad-chuk shomoyim. The next kino is kino ches. Starts off ade ad-chuk shomayim ha'ale iti shomayim. You want to go up to Shamayim to say kinnis, to mourn, to cry out. Or yoim machrivi pamayim. I would want to curse the day that I was destroyed twice. And this is a very telling phrase. Or yoim machrivi pamayim. We refer to the day of Tisha B'Av as a day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But over here, we're saying in Kinnis that the day of Tisha B'Av is a day that not the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but Tisha B'Av is a day that we ourselves were destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash is not something that we only had. The Beis HaMikdash defined our very existence. And when the Beis HaMikdash was taken away from us, We ourselves were destroyed. Rachem al Tzion ki hi beis chayenu. Tzion, Beis HaMikdash, is our very life. It was the very essence of our life. And the day that the Beis HaMikdash was taken away, we ourselves were chorev. You don't appreciate it, but we were chorev. We are living a very minimal existence. We say vaita. Es oine mi yitein roishi mayim. This is a quote from a pasuk that we just said in the Haftarah. Mi yitein roishi mayim. Who will give that my head should be a stream of water and I should be able to cry? I once heard by a levaya from Reb Shmuel Brudny Zechreina Levracha. He asked the kasha, what does it mean mi yitein roishi mayim? Who would make it that I should cry? Manavshah, if the person feels the pain, why can't he cry? And if he doesn't feel the pain, what's it worth that the Eibishter should make him cry? The tears are going to be false tears. What's pshat in this bakosha mi yitein roishi mayim? And he said that sometimes the pain and the tragedies are so great, and they're one after another, that a person becomes numb from the pain, and he starts losing his hergish, and he's not able to cry anymore. And that's the greatest pain, when the person is so overcome with tragedy that he doesn't even have the kalim, he doesn't have the emotion to be able to deal with that. With the tragedies. And that's what this pasuk is. Mi yitein roishi mayim. Who will give us the kelim that will be able to feel the tragedy and will be able to express it by crying. And we go further. Avchin bevchi leil midbar. Evchano leil mi leil u midbar mi midbar. This is going on what Chazal tell us. How Klal Yisrael cried out in the Midbar when the Meraglim came back. They cried out over Chiyo Shel Chinam. Klal Yisrael cried out that they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Maral explains that the Chiyo Shel Chinam, there's a natural tendency that a person chein hamokayim al yoshveha, that a person's place, the place where he lives, the place where he belongs, it has a natural chain on him, has a natural favor. And even though that there are problems with the place, But chen hamokim al yeshveha. Zokta maral, naturally, Klal Yisrael, the place of Klal Yisrael was Eretz Yisrael. And it should have been that chen hamokim al yeshveha on Klal Yisrael should have had a gevaldik tshuka and a rotzen to go to Eretz Yisrael. But through that bechia, the bechia shel chinam, a bechia that was a statement that no, Eretz Yisrael is not our place. That's why Klal Yisrael lost the ability of going to Eretz Yisrael. And that's because of that, Klal Yisrael were chased out of Eretz Yisrael. That bechia, we have to be misaken. That bechia, we have to fix up. The bechia of distancing ourselves from Eretz Yisrael, of separating ourselves from Eretz Yisrael, we have to fix that up with a bechia of longing for Eretz Yisrael. Af ani ekfa lochem bechia l'dayris. At the end of the keynote, we say, Yisrael, me'ez bedrochai loy halochu. The Eibishter is saying, from the time that Klal Yisrael did not listen to my mitzvahs, azovuni, they left me, va'azavtim, and I left them, ufonai mehem nehepochu, and I turned my head, my face away from them. And pashtus, the pshat over here, is that the Eibishter is saying that I'm not being mashkiach on them anymore, I'm leaving them to their own devices. But there's another pshat that you could say. Sometimes a father is seeing his son in tremendous pain, and the father can't take the pain, and he looks away because he can't take to see his son in so much pain. Azavuni, the Eibishter is saying, Azavuni, va'azavtim, and I let them go. I abandoned them. I left them. But kiviyochol ofonai mehem neapochu. But I turned my face away, Klal Yisrael, in so much pain. Ufonai mehem neapochu. There's a hanhog of the Eibishter that he doesn't want to see the pain of Klal Yisrael. And we say, roganti vehilalti, umei velibi nishpochu. We were in so much pain, we groaned from the pain, and our stomachs turned from the pain. Echos ifarti mirashoisa yishlich. Azovuni vazavtim ufonai mehem nepochu. Roganti veilalti umei velibi nishpochu. Echos ifarti mirashoisa yishlich. The next kino Yud Aleph, is a kina that Yirmiyahu Hanovi said when Yeshiyahu HaMelech was killed. Over here the kina describes a little bit Yeshiyahu's Malchus. Ben Shmoyne Shona Heichal Lidroish Melekov. He started his search for the Eibishter when he was 8 years old. Yeshiyahu was the grandson of Menashe, the great Rosha that Klal Yisrael started serving. They were terrible over Aveira in the times of Menashe. And when Yeshiyahu HaMelech became king, when he was 8 years old, there was no Gzeicha for Torah. And he started searching for the Eibishter. But 18 years after he became king, you see how low Klal Yisrael sunk. They were doing repairs in the Beis HaMikdash, and they found a Sefer Torah, and they opened up the Sefer Torah. And in the Sefer Torah, it opened up to Orer Asher Lo Yokim as Divrei HaTorah Hazois. And when Yeshiyahu HaMelech heard about this, he said, Olai Lahokim, we have to go, and we have to make sure that Klal Yisrael keeps the Torah. And he started taking all the Avodah Zarah away from Klal Yisrael. And Yeshiyahu HaMelech thought that he was very successful. But there was certain Litzonei Hador, like the Kina calls them, Litzonei Hador, that they had Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah was split between two doors. The door was split, and when you opened up the door, the Avodah Zarah split, and you weren't able to tell that there was Avodah Zarah there. When you closed it again, it was Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah came together. And Yeshiyahu HaMelech sent different officers to go check to make sure that Klal Yisrael does not have any Avodah Zarah. But he didn't realize there was still some remnants of Avodah Zarah amongst Klal Yisrael. And then Paroi Nechei wanted to wage a war against Haram Naharayim, and he wanted to go through Eretz Yisrael in order to shorten the distance. And he sent a message to Yeshio that he should allow him and his army to go through Eretz Yisrael. But Yeshio Amalek said that in the Torah it says, "V'cherev leisavor ba'artzachem, even a cherev shel sholoim will not pass through your land if Klal Yisrael's oisim ritzoinei shel mokai." And he said to Paroi Nechei, "No, you cannot come through. Klal Yisrael is worthy that they should have the bracha of a cherev leisavor ba'artzachem." And Paroi Nechei said that if you're not going to allow me to come through, I'm going to wage a war against you. And Yeshayahu HaMelech wasn't deterred. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi sent a message to Yeshayahu that he shouldn't think that Klal Yisrael are so worthy to have the kiyum of the bracha of a cherev leisavor ba'artzachem, and he should allow the Paroi Nechei to go through. But Yeshayahu HaMelech didn't listen. It's very interesting. We say in the Kinnas, "Dovak boy chait leitzonei hador." What does this mean? The Alta von Keln says that if the leitzonei hador did a chet, what does that have to do with Yeshio? Why should he be killed? And he says that vice dois on Yeshio Amalek's madrega. We can't even understand it. But there was a certain element of the chet of leitzonei hador that a little bit was mashpi on Yeshio, and maybe that was the reason that he didn't want to listen to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And that chet that he didn't listen to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, eventually Paroi Nechei came, and they fought against him, and they shot arrows at him. And the Kina goes on to say how they were shooting arrows, they made him into a target, and they shot 300 arrows at him. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi saw that Yeshio was saying something as his nefesh was going out. And he put his ear next to Yeshio HaMelech's mouth, and he heard Yeshio HaMelech saying, "Sadiku Hashem ki marisi piyu." At the end of the kina, we say, "Tolo be'esrim ushtayim meharois shosois. Ki softu loy echa be'esrim ushtayim oisiyos." The Eibishter really wanted to bring the Churban Beis HaMikdash 22 years earlier. But he pushed it off. He delayed the Churban Beis HaMikdash for 22 years because Klal Yisrael said a hesped on Yeshio with 22 oisiyos of Aleph Beis. If you notice that this kina is said with the oisiyos of Aleph Beis, the Gemara says that Eicha is also said with the Seder of Aleph Beis. Says the Gemara, because Klal Yisrael, the reason why they had the Beis HaMikdash taken away was because they were over the Torah that was given with Chof Beis Oisius. And that's why we say Eicha and Chof Beis Oisius. Thus haste, we want to go ahead and we want to be Misakin. We want to go back, we want to do Tshuva and go back to keeping the Torah that was Nitna Be'esem Ushtayim Oisius. When Klal Yisrael said a hesped on Yeshio with 22, the 22 oisiyos of Aleph Beis, that was also a tshuva of going back to the Torah that was nitna be'esem ushtayim oisiyos, and that pushed off the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed for 22 years. This is the schus of saying Eicha, of realizing what the averis that brought the Churban, what they were. And this is the takana, and this is the purpose of saying Eicha, of saying Kinnis, to be Misakin, the Chatorim that we did, to be over on the Torah that was Nitna B'chov Beis Oisius. The next kina, kina tezayin. Zechor asher also tzar befinim is going on what the Gemara tells us, the Maisa with Titus, that he came in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he took a zayna and he was over in Aveiru with her on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And over here the kina says that if Klal Yisrael would go in, it wouldn't be right to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. They would be killed. The Kohen Gadol many times was killed. And over here, Titus goes in and does such terrible things, and nothing happens to him. Sholaf Charboi Uvol Lefnai V'Lefnim. He took out a sword. V'Gider Paroiches Baal Ashtei Ponim. And he stabbed the Paroiches. And he walked out. He walked out of the Beis HaMikdash and his sword was full of blood. And he said, he claimed that he stabbed as many different shotim of what the purpose was that his cherev ended up being full of blood. Taisis says that the reason why the Eibishter made that the cherev should be full of blood is to show how the Eibishter ki'ilu is bitzar kviyochel when Beis HaMikdash is being charev. But the Maharal says that what the Eibishter wanted to show is that the same way that when someone kills another person, he takes out his nefesh, and that's shvichas domim, that's ritzicha. When a person goes in to some place that's Kaddish and he takes away the Kedusha, you're taking away the very essence of that that's similar to Shvichas Domen. Others say that the Pshat in the Dam that came out of the Paroiches was that the Eibishter wanted to show that you shouldn't think that Titus has the capability of destroying the Beis HaMikdash. The reason why the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed is because the Eibishter is throwing back to Klal Yisrael all the domim that was sprayed on the Paroiches. The Eibishter is not any more interested in them because Klal Yisrael did so many chatoim. At the end of the kina, it says, Al Tzad Maravi Lezecher Hisrid Boy, Vitzog Acha Kosleinu Vloirov Rivoy. The Eibishter destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but he left the Kosel Amarovi. This Chazal say, it's Gevaldik Echizuk. The Medrash says, Hinezeh Oymen Acha Kosleinu. The Eibishter stands in back of our wall. That's the Kosel Amarovi. That there's a haftocha, that the Kosel HaMarovi, if you think about it, is mamish pilei ploim. The Kosel HaMarovi was never destroyed. In all the years that the Goyim wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, the Kosel HaMarovi is still standing. And that's the zecher. That's the what we still have. The Alshach says that we say, Eicha Yoshva Bodod, Hoysa Ka'almona. Klal Yisrael was like an almona. Zok the Alshach. Why is Klal Yisrael only like an almona? Zokta al-Sheikh, because Klal Yisrael still have the Kosel HaMarovi. They still have a little bit of the Eibishter, the remnant from the Beis HaMikdash. So it's only ke-almona, it's not mamash and almona. It's not only the Kosel HaMarovi, but the Klal Yisrael says that this is something that we have to know even today. That if someone looks at the Makom HaMikdash, Zok the Klei Yoker, Parshas Lech Lecha, that there's a Haftacha, that if a person looks at the Makom HaMikdash, he will be affected, he will get a Kedusha. He will get a Kedusha that comes from the Makom HaMikdash. He learns it up on a Pasuk, Eiro Yira. At the end of the Kina, we say a whole different Maisa that's brought down in the Gemara and Gittin. Ato katzafta v'hirsheisa lefanois yilodim asher ein bohem kol mum. It was a maisa that they were children that were taken away in three boats, and they realized why they will be taken away to do Averis with them. And they wanted to go ahead and throw them off the bread, drown themselves. But they had one concern. It sounds like from this kina that we're talking about children that were less than bar mitzvah. Yilodim asher ein bohem kol ma'um. But they had one concern, that if they were going to drown themselves, will they come back by Tchias HaMeisim? And they went to the older one of them, and they asked him, the Shaila, if we're going to jump off the boat, are we going to drown ourselves? We know that if a person dies on dry land, he's going to come back by Tchias HaMeisim. But if he drowns in the ocean, will he also come back? And the older one dashed in the Pasuk, Oshim Miboshon, that yes, you will come back. If you drown yourself, you will come back like Tchias HaMeisim. And that's what it says over here. Shitvu atzmon yachal limpo bayom. Shir v'sishpocha yishoyeru ka'al yom. They sang Shira, just like Klal Yisrael sang Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf. These young children, they sang Shira as they were throwing themselves into the ocean to be killed. Ki olecho hiragdu b'metzulas yom. And they're going to merit to come back to by Tchias HaMeisim. And we say, Ubas kol nishma uro lomos isha. Zechor asher also tzar befinim. The next kino yudzayin. Imtechal no noshem piryom. Is referring to what Chazal tell us, how Klal Yisrael were in such a shval hamatziv that noshim oilei tipuchim, they had oilei tipuchim. The Gemara tells us that was someone, the wife of Doeg ben Yosef, who died, and he left a small child, and his mother every year used to measure him. And according to how much he grew, she used to bring that amount of gold to the Beis HaMikdosh. And when it came time, the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, and Klal Yisrael was starving, she ate him. In Teichal no noshim piryom oilei tipuchim, alalaili. And then the Kina goes on to say, Im tizmeno b'sar obois labonim b'ma'orois v'shichim. How children would eat their father's flesh. How could it be? Chazal, the Medrash says that they used to go out and try to find bodies to eat. And there was a group of people that they needed some food to eat, and they sent one of them out to go and try to find some meat to eat. And he came upon a body. And he was about to bring it back to his friends. And he realized that it was his own father. And he buried his father. And he came back to his friends and he said, I didn't find anything. And a different one went to search. And he came back with a body. And they started eating it. And as they were talking, he realized that he was eating his own father's flesh. And tizmeno b'sar ovos labonim. And the Kina finishes off that the Eivishter says, Im teichalno noshim piryom ashmiyim. Klal Yisrael says, how could it be that women should eat their own children? Vim yehorei b'miktesh Hashem koyim v'novi loim ashmiyim. And they don't talk about how they killed a koyim and novi in the Beis HaMikdosh. It seems like that this is the Midah Keneged Midah. Klal Yisrael killed the Kohen Venovi in the Beis HaMikdosh. And that's why they came to the Madrega of Noshim eating their own children. Rabbi Tzvi Petterberg explains, he says a fascinating insight. He says that Midah Keneged Midah is Yisurim are supposed to be for a Tachlis. Really, Yisurim are supposed to bring a person to do tshuva. It's a great chesed that the Eibishter does to Klal Yisrael when he brings Yisurim. But just imagine, this lady who went ahead and killed her own child, and she ate her own child. She's going to come up in Bezn Shel Maila, and she's going to say, look how much tsar I had. Look how much Yisurim I had to suffer. Ad kedei kach, that she was starving and she killed her own son. Is she going to get a kapora from that? Fakert. The Yisurim that was supposed to bring Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, they ended up bringing Klal Yisrael to greater averis. They were over at tzicha. They did the worst things because of those Yisurim. A kohen and a navi that comes to tell Klal Yisrael Musar. That's also a chesed. Klal Yisrael is supposed to use them. Klal Yisrael is supposed to use the mechichem to do tshuva. But instead, Klal Yisrael took those very mechichem that was supposed to bring them to do tshuva that the Eibishter sent as a great chesed. And they used them, those mechichem, to do the greatest aveir. They ended up killing them. That's the midah keneged midah. If you go ahead and you take that chesed that's supposed to bring you to tshuva, and you end up using it to do more aveiris, then I'm going to bring you yisurim, that those yisurim that's supposed to bring for tshuva, they're going to also bring you to greater aveiris. That's the pshat, says the Sefer Be'er Yosef. That's the pshat, Klal Yisrael says, Chet Chota Yerushalayim. Klal Yisrael was chota b'kiflayim. What does it mean that they were chota b'kiflayim? They did many averis. That's not double. It's a lot of averis. So the pshat is chet chota b'kiflayim. The Eibishter sends Klal Yisrael yisurim, meichichem. If Klal Yisrael wouldn't have listened, that would have been a chet. But instead of just not listening, they took those yisurim, those meichichem that was supposed to bring them to tshuva, and they used that chesed to do averis. That's chet chota b'kifayim, and that's what it says. Klal Yisrael was loksa b'kifayim, that the yisurim ended up bringing them to do more averis. And the Eibishter zol helfen that we should be niskayim as nachamu ami. The Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to a nechama b'kifayim, that all the terrible things that happened in Golus, they should bring Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, and they should all eventually be a great chesed. The next kina yutes, describes all the great chasodim that the Eibishter had done for us, and what did we respond with? How did we reciprocate? We did a terrible averis. B'cho Hashem hatztoko. How much great chesed the Eibishter does for us. B'lonu b'ish saponim. And how shameful it is. How we did so many great chatoim. It's together. Mishalim ro tachas toiva. Someone pays back someone who does him tremendous chesed. And he does bear to him. That's taking away one of the most basic midas of Klal Yisrael, the midah of being makir toiv. And instead of being makir toiv, it is mishalem ro tachas toiva. We have in Parashas Miketz, the Torah tells us, when the Shvatim came to Mitzrayim, and they met Yosef, and Yosef gave them food, and he sent them away. And he told the Nar that was in charge of filling up their sacks that he should put the Gevia, he should put the Becher, Yosef's Becher, in the Amtachas Binyamin. And then the Shvatim went, and Yosef sent a Shliach to go run after them. And he commanded this shliach to tell the Shvatim, Lomo shilamtem ro tachas toiva. How come you paid back Ro Tachas Toiva? What was it that Yosef was telling the Shliach to accuse them of Achsoron of Akaras HaToiv? He should have just sent the Shliach to go get back the Becher. How come you stole? What was this Loma Shilamtem Ro Tachas Toiva? So Rav Shimon Schwab, Zechayna Levrocha, said the Pshat, just imagine, the Shvatim realized that Yosef, he has them, there's a Becher over here, it got stolen. Who knows what Yosef is going to do to them? He's going to put them in jail, he's going to accuse them. What should they have done? They should have taken the Shliach and just killed him on the spot. Yosef wanted to make sure that that doesn't happen. So Yosef told the Shliach to say, Lomo shilamtem ro tachas toiva. How could you go ahead and pay back bad for good? If the Shvatim will hear such an accusation, they won't be able to walk away from it. And they have to come back, and they'll have to explain themselves. That's a basic midah. How could you pay back Ro Tachas Toiva? At the end of the Kina, we say, L'cha Hashem Hatztaka B'shnei Churbonos Shecharvu B'vitzeinu V'anachnu Kayomim. One of the chasodim that we say that the Eibishter did for us is that he was machrib the Beis HaMikdosh and kept us alive. This is something that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem the Goyim. We don't put on tefillin. We don't put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av in the morning. We wait till Mincha. Because by Mincha, when the Beis HaMikdash was put on fire, that's a little bit of a moyed. There's a chesed involved in it. Chazal say, Mizmor la'osef alekim bo goyim b'nach l'secha. It's a mizmor. It's a yontif. Because the Eibishter took away the Beis HaMikdosh instead of killing out Klal Yisrael. There's a gewaldige moshel that they say over from the Dumna Magid on this Inyan. It gives a moshel to a couple that had everything, very successful couple. They had everything, but it took them a while to have children. After many years, they were finally zeicha to the Besura that they were mitzvah Shem going to have a child. And when it came time for the birth, the doctor came out and he told the husband that there's terrible complications and you have a choice. Either your wife is going to die and the child will be able to be born, or the child is not going to be able to be born and your wife will stay alive. And you have to choose, and you have to decide which one you want. And the husband said, I can't make that decision. I have to go ahead and I have to ask my wife. And he went into his wife and he asked her what she wants to do. And she said, what was our life without a child? And she said she was ready to give up her life in order that they should have a child that should go on, that should grow up, to be able to make further dairis. And that's what happened. The child was born, and that day that the child was born, the mother was nifta. And everything, every stage in the child's life was another stage in the mother's ptira. The bris was a day after Shiva. Shloishim. Pidyon HaBen was on the Shloishim. And every birthday was the yahrzeit of the mother. And finally, after 13 years, it came time for this young boy to be bar mitzvah. And by the bar mitzvah, the father told the son, now you're a bar chiyuva. Now it's time for you to be makir toiv to your mother for everything that she gave for you. She gave her life over for you. Come, get up and say Kaddish. And the son got up and he mumbled the Kaddish without any emotion. And he was finished in 30 seconds. And the father went over to the son, "How could you go ahead and do such a thing without any emotion? This is the way you pay back your mother." And the son, everybody remembered the whole story. And the son told his father in front of everyone, "I don't understand what you're saying. You're telling me about a mother that I never knew and I never saw. How could I have emotion for her?" And everybody that heard this response started crying. Zokta Dubna Magid, that is Klal Yisrael when it comes to the Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh was chorev that Klal Yisrael should be able to stay alive, that Klal Yisrael should have a kiyum. Tisha B'Av is the Beis HaMikdosh's yahrzeit. How could we not feel the pain of the Beis HaMikdosh? How could we not feel Rachem Al Tzion? How could we not have any emotion and have a Hakaras HaToiv for the Messias Nefesh that the Beis HaMikdosh gave away for us? That's L'cho Hashem HaTztoko B'shnei Chubonu Shacharavu B'Bitzenu V'anachnu Kayomen. L'cho Adoi Nishamei Yishon HaShoyza Sinok V'shom Elishoma V'lonu Boishes HaPonim K'sova Ish Hamudoi Satei Elihayos L'cho Shmo. Next kino, Arze Halvonoi, kino Chaf Aleph, is a kino that we say on the Asara Haruge Malchus. We say this in Slichos Hayom HaKippurim, on the Asara Haruge Malchus. And even though that it would seem from the way we say it over, that it happened all at once, these 10 Haruge Malchus got killed out all in one time, but really it happened over a period of around 100 years. The different Tanoim got killed. 10 Tanoim got killed. And Pashtus, the reason why we say this on Tisha B'Av is because it's G'dayla Misa Sadikim K'sreifas Beis Elikeinu. It's the same type of tragedy like Sreifas Beis Elikeinu. But maybe there's another meaning over here when it comes to Tisha B'Av in saying the Asara Haruge Malchus. Asara Haruge Malchus, we know they were killed because of the Shvatim that they sold Yosef. The 10 Shvatim sold Yosef, and the Slichas of Yom Kippur, we say it even more, we expound it more. But the reason why they were killed was because to be mechaper on the chait of Mechiras Yosef. On Yom Kippur we say, Ki atah solchon liYisrael, umachalon lishifte yeshurim b'chol dor v'dor. And the Meshech Chochma says, what's the double loshon? And it's a very interesting loshon, umachalon lishifte yeshurim. Where do you find that Klal Yisrael is referred to as shifte yeshurim? Zok the Meshech Chochma over here was saying that the Eibishter, he forgives us on two types of averis. The Eibishter forgives us on the averis of Bein Odom Lamokoy, and the Eibishter forgives us on the averis Bein Odom Lachaveroy. The Yisoy, the source, the root of every avera Bein Odom Lamokoy was the ego. And the root, the source of every avera Bein Odom Lachaveroy, Zokta Meshech Chochma, was the chait of Mechiras Yosef. Ki atah solchon liYisrael. You forgive Klal Yisrael on the chatoim of Bein Odom Lamokoy. Umachalon l'shiftei Yishurun, and you forgive Klal Yisrael on the averis of Bein Odom Lachaveroi that stem from that the root of them are all on the shiftei Yishurun, on the chait of that the Shvatim sold Yosef. The Arze Halavonoi, the Asare Haruge Malchus, they were killed to be mechaper on the chait of Mechiras Yosef. on the chait as the source of every aveira bein Adam l'chaveira. The Beis Hamikdosh was chorev due to the aveira of sinas chinam. Today, when we try to do tshuva, we try to gain a kapara of the chait of sinas chinam, of the chatam bein Adam l'chaveira. Today is the time that we say over the kapara that Klal Yisrael brought to Asara Haruge Malchus with Chatoim of Bein Odom Lachaveira. And it describes in this kina how Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Shmo ben Elisha Kohen Gadol had the Gzeira to be killed. And the first one that was killed was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And Reb Shmo ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, took Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's head. Seems like they beheaded him. And he took his head and he cried out, Menoira HaTahira. Menoira HaTahira. One vart that they said by Rav Yashav's Levaya. There's the only vart that they said by Rav Yashav's Levaya. Vos Epis. He's called Menoira HaTahira. Zokter Vali Yashav, that Menoira, there was the Oroin and there was the Menoira. The Menoira was the Hashpa of Torah by Klal Yisrael. That was Mashpia Torah to Gans Klal Yisrael. You could have a Talmud Chacham, that's like an Oroin. But the source, where was he getting his Hashpa from? He's getting it from that other Talmud Chacham, that's Mashpia, the Koyach HaTorah. And that's the Menorah. Chazal tell us that somebody who wants to become a Chacham, he should be Yadrim, he should face the Menorah, because that's where the Hashpa of Torah comes from. Not Al Roshay Unasona Al Akavoysov, Menorah HaTorah. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was saying, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he was the source. He was the Hashpa of Torah and Klal Yisrael. And it says over here that when it came time to kill Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was tremendously handsome, and the daughter of the Kesar wanted to have his skin, and they skinned him. They took off the skin from his face. And it says over here, Rosha, ha-poishet eis ha-higiyah l'mkoyim tefillin mitzvahs bara. When they took off the flesh of the place of the tefillin, so'ak so'okov and his daza oilom v'eres is peyroro. He let out a tremendous cry. Why did he cry bedafka when it came to the mokim of tefillin? But the Meshech Chochma in Parsha Shmois says that there's a shame of the Eibishter. Tremendous shame. It's called a shame that's Mem Beis. The Gemara Kedushin says that in order to be able to say the shame Mem Beis, you have to be a very special person. Zokta Meshech Chochma, that tefillin have in them, in each tefillin, in tefillin shel Yad, there's 21 shemes. And in tefillin shel Roish, there's 21 shemes. All together they make up Mem Beis. Zokta Meshech Chochma, that the tefillin shel Yad, that stands for the Shem of the Eibishter, behester ponim, we put it on, v'hoyo l'cho l'ois, v'loy l'acherim l'ois, it's a tefillin shel Yad that we put on privately. But then there's the Shem of the Eibishter, that's begolui, v'ro kol amei ha'ores, kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru v'imecha. Is the shame of the Eibishter that he shows the ganze Welt what Klal Yisrael is all about. That's the anhoga of Gilui. That's the anhoga that the Eibishter shows Begolui how Klal Yisrael is chavav to him. That's the Tefillin Shel Roish. Tefillin Shel Roish you can't put on without Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Yad you can put on without Tefillin Shel Roish. Tefillin Shel Yad is the Shem Begolui. Behester. That's the anhoga that the Eibishter fears with Klal Yisrael. Behester. Tefillin shel Roish is the hanhoga begolui. The hanhoga that the Eibishter shows that Klal Yisrael is supreme. Klal Yisrael is the highest, the chosen nation. The Rambam brings down that there are chachomim that on Tisha B'Av they don't put on the tefillin shel Rosh. They only put on tefillin shel Yad. That's the pshat. Tefillin shel Yad is the tefillin, the anhoga of Begolus. Tefillin shel Rosh is the anhoga of Begolus. Rosh ha-poshet, eisi gialim kain tefillin mitzvahs boro. When they came to the place of the tefillin shel Rosh, and Rabbi Shaul ben Elisha felt that they're taking away the anhoga, they're taking away the shame membeis, they're taking away the anhoga of the Eibishter begolui. Izak, Tzak, Zaokov, and Izdaza Oilom, the Eretz is Peiroro. That was the tremendous Zaoka. And we fear Ois, the Kino over here, how this went on throughout the ages. And the Eibishter killed the Mesiras Nefesh. And how many of Kaiusa went al Kiddush Hashem? And the Eibishter should be Moshiach Be'chelik Yaakov, Moshiach Be'isoro. We fear Ois, the Tzedek Imloich Melech, Yoyma Shomu Yimeyevlech. The Eibishter should say that it's ending the days of your mourning, Lo'oiroi Nisa V'neilech. Arze halvono in adire atoiro Malay tracy nisavanelech. The next kina chav gimel. We say Eve leiv benichum chodal chodo. We mourn, and it's hard to be consoled. Umikol ke'ev, and from every pain, Siri Nivdal Bodo. This pain is set apart. Albein Uvas Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Godol. Are the story of the son and the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Godol, Zichroi Mikoy Bulvovi Osimo. Their memory will set a fire to my heart, the Ohimo Miyomim Yomimo. And this kino is about that Maisa, how they put. They captured the son and the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Kohen Gadol. The same Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Kohen Gadol that we spoke about in the last kina, that he cried when Heisi Gialim came tefillin. The same Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol that the daughter wanted to save his skin because he was so handsome. He had two beautiful children, a bein ubas, and they got captured. And they were sold to two different masters. And these two masters met each other. And they were discussing. This one said, I have a tremendously handsome boy. And the other one said, I have a tremendously beautiful maid. And they decided they could make a lot of money. And they could marry them off to each other and they'll split the vladas. And each one, they put them in a room. And each one was crying. This one cried, how could I marry a Shivcha? I'm a son of Kahanim Gedolim. And she was crying, how could she marry an Eved? I'm a daughter of Kahanim Gedolim. Each one was crying, but they weren't crying on their own tragedy. They were crying of how could they be Pogim? How could they defile their tremendous Maila, their tremendous Madrega, the Kahuna Gedolim? This is the same Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol that we had in the last kina, that he didn't cry about his own pain. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Kohen Gadol, he was crying about one thing. He cried about Eis Higia LeTfilin Mitzvah Tfilin Bara. He came when they came to the Tfilin. He was crying about the Chilul Hashem. He's crying about taking away the mitzvah of Tfilin. Right before this Maisa in the Gemara in Gittin, says over a different Maisa. There's a Maisa that Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, he went to a city and he heard that there was a young boy in captivity. And it says, Yifei Einayim v'toiv roi, u'kvutsoisov sturus le'taltalim. a very handsome, beautiful child, and he's in captivity. And he went, to the Pesach Surim, and he said, "Mi nosal mishisa Yaakov Yisrael avoizazim." Ono oisay tinoik. That tinoik said, "Haloy Hashem zuchatonu loy, v'loyovu b'drachav haloich, v'loyshamu b'teirosay." So Rabbi Shua ben Hananya said, "Uf the chani that is going to be a Meir HaHirah b'Yisrael," and he was paid to him. He redeemed him for all the money that they were asking. And who was this tinoik? It was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Kohen Gadol. What was it that Rabbi Shua ben Hananya was nispoiled? And he said that he's going to be a Meir HaHirah b'Yisrael. And I once heard from Rabbi Chaim Stein, Zechayna Levracha, that he said that Rabbi Shua ben Hananya was nispoiled. How you have a child who's put into captivity and he's still toiv roi, ukvutsois of sedureis leitaltalim. He still retains his dignity. He still retains his composure. He was still composed. How could that be? It's only because he realized we're in the hands of the Eibishter. He's only concerned about the Eibishter. Aloy Hashem zuchatonu loy. That same koyach that Rav Shua ben Elisha had when he was a child, he gave that over to his children, the Ben Ubas, Rav Shmuel ben Elisha. That they also, what were they concerned about? That they were only concerned about the chilul Hashem, the chilul of the kedusha of the kohuna gedola. And this is what it says, that al bein ubas rav Shmuel kohen gadol al eila ani bechia. Bes novi chatosi mo. The next kina chafhei is really a kina that's unrelated to the Churban Beis Hamikdash directly. It's a kina about when the Crusaders came and they killed out the different communities. And over here on this kina, we talk about how they came to the Kehila of Ashpira, and they killed out people in Ashpira. It's very interesting, saying a whole kina about it. And over here it says, Gibeire koyach oyset dvori lamaro, v'choyanai v'ulomai nigvu ukulhem asara. How many people were killed out in Ashpira? We're saying this kina about 10 people that were killed out in Ashpira. And then we talk about the kehila of Armaiza. Armaiza had, over the years, terrible tragedies happening to them. It's brought down from the Sma that he said, why did the kehila of Armaiza have so many tragedies happening to them? Because after the Churban Bayis Rishon, there were many people that went out to Golos, and they settled in the kehila of Armaiza. And after 70 years of Golos, many people came back. They were able to come back to Yerushalayim. And the Kehila in Yerushalayim sent to those people that settled in Varmaiza, "Come back. You could come back to Yerushalayim and settle in Yerushalayim." And the Kehila of Varmaiza, that those people, they were successful. They built a life for themselves. And they sent back to the Kehila of Yerushalayim, "You sit in your Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael, and we will live in our Yerushalayim over here in Varmaiza." And since they didn't appreciate the maila of living in Eretz Yisrael, that's why the kehila of Varmaiza was singled out for terrible suffering. And then the third kehila is Kahal Magensa. Also, they suffered from the Crusaders. They killed them out. And it says a sentence over here in the kina. It's a very telling sentence. Simun olavavchem nispeid mor lekoshra. Make sure that you say a hesped. Kishkula harigosam lehisabel lehisapro kisreifas beis alekeinu ha'ulam va'abira. The killing out of these people is like the sreifas beis alekeinu. V'chi'ein lehoisif moyei sheva v'saveira. But we cannot add another day of mourning. After the Holocaust, there was a whole shaila of maybe making a day to remember the 6 million Kedoshim that got killed out in the war. And they came to the Biskirov with the idea of perhaps making a yoim of Avelus for those 6 million Yidden, 6 million Karbonis. And the Biskirov said that in this kino it says that you cannot do that. We cannot add another day to mourn. But everything has to be incorporated in the day of the mourning of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pshat is, I mentioned a few weeks ago, the Medrash, the Gemara, that talks about a woman that had a son that died, and she used to cry. She used to cry by night, and Rabbi Gamliel was in the neighborhood, and he used to hear her cry, and he used to remind himself of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, until his eyelashes fell out. And the Velt asks, why was he reminded of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and why did he cry with her? He cried about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Velt says that the Pshat is that we have to realize that every tragedy that we have in Golos is not a separate tragedy. The source of every tragedy that we have in Golos stems from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And when Rav Gamliel heard this tragedy, that this Isha lost a child, he reminded himself, why did this tragedy happen? It happened only because of the source of it. The source was the Beis HaMikdash, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he was crying with her. Today, when we mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we don't only mourn the Beis HaMikdash. We're mourning the Beis HaMikdash, but we're also mourning all the tragedies that came out that are a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Whether it be these kehilas that we're talking about in this kina, whether it be the Holocaust, the 6 million karbonis, whether it be the karbonis that we have in these past few weeks, everything stems from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's why today is a time that we say kinas on all the tragedies that happen throughout the ages. The next kina, kina chavav, is talking about that Yirmiyahu Anovi went on the Kivrei Avos, and he said, he cried out to them that they should daven and they should ask the Eibishter to bring back the Golos. And we have Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, Chinam Nuseisi Esa Bechinas Havuram. I was tested in 10 tests. So Va'ye Avtocha Saltira Avram. And the Eibishter answered him, Tohu Lohoiroiz Ba'avoyde Zoroiz. They did Avoyde Zoroiz. And how could it be? Eches apach al bitl aseres hadibroiz. And then Yitzchak Avinu said, I was brought on the Akedah. Vayei avtochas ha-espisu yokum es Yitzchak. And the Eibishter answered him, Moru bir Yirmiyo, v'timu ha-ramayriyo. And then Yaakov comes along, and Yaakov says, Oilolai asher tipachti be'elef. My children that I took care of until I was exhausted. And how could you kill them out? Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Eibishter doesn't answer him. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he says, Soin asher b'cheiki hu amon. Eich gozu b'leizmon. I gave so much effort, so much koiches into bringing up Klal Yisrael. And the Ve'im Shadim Ne'im Tehim. Kol B'chileo M'seifefes Alevoveho. Leah cries out. Rachel cries out. Zilpah cries out. Bilah cries out. And the Eibishter answers, Shuvu T'mimim L'mruchaschem. You could rest. Male amale kol mishale seichem. Shulachti bovela lamankem. I was sent together with Kayasal to Bovel. But hinani mishoivev golos b'neichem. I'm going to bring back the golos of your children. Oz bahal golos b'neichem. The next kino, kino lamed aleph, is a kino that we say together. It's a kino that describes Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael, the contrast of Klal Yisrael going out of Yerushalayim. It's very interesting to note that the lashon of the kino is Eish tukad bekirbi bahaloisi alibi b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. There's a fire that burns within me that when I remind myself when I went out of Mitzrayim, and kinim o'iro lemanas kira, I say kinis to remember b'tzeisim Yerushalayim when I went out of Yerushalayim. The Chasam Sofer in Drosha says that just like that there's a chiyuv, we all know chayiv. Every generation, a person has to view himself like he went out of Mitzrayim. Zochtach Sam Sofer, that same chiyuv applies to B'tzeisi Mirushalayim. And that's the lashon over here of this kina, B'tzeisi Mirushalayim. It's not something that happened many years ago to my ancestors. It's something that happened to every one of us, B'tzeisi Mirushalayim. And this kina is describing how Klal Yisrael had so many milas, and now look at them. What kind of suffering they're going through, B'tzeisi Mirushalayim. It's not only that we're missing those milas. There's a Gemara in Chagiga that says that there was one Amora that he was laying Megillas Eicha, and when he opened it up, it fell down. And he said, Hishlich Mishamayim Eres Teferes Yisrael Me'igro Romo Lebira Amikta. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that when something falls down, the higher the place that it falls from, the greater is the clap. Before it was on top, and now it's on the bottom. That's not so different. But when something falls from a high, from a height, me'igra rama labira mikta, that has a tremendous impact, that does tremendous damage because of what it fell. And that's what we're describing over here in this kina. The tremendous fall, the clap of Klal Yisrael, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim and B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf Samach Vav says a Maisa that after the Churban, the time of the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was walking out of Yerushalayim and he met a young girl and she was collecting barley, Meichel Behema, Ben Galolei Behemoth, in the dirt. She was collecting Meichel Behema from the dirt of Behemoth. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went over to her and asked her, what's your name? And she said that she's the daughter of Nakdima ben Gurion. And do you remember, Rabbi, says this girl, that when you signed on my ksuva had in it, so it was promised, so much money. And look what I'm doing now. And Rabbi Yechra ben Zakkai responded with an unbelievable sentence. Ashreichem Yisrael. Bizman sha'oysin retoyne shalmokoy. At the time that you do the rotzen of the Eibishter, ein kol uma veloshen sheletes bochem. No bani could be shaylit on you. או בזמן שאין אויסן רצוני של מוקם, נמסורים ביד אומו שווילו, ולא אויד אלו ביד בהמתום של אומו שווילו. And the question is obvious. What was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saying? Ashreichem Yisrael. What was the Ashreichem? Over here, look at this Bas Nakdiva ben Gurion. Look how much she's suffering. This is what's lucky. As the Maral, many others say, that the Pshat is that we all know that there's four different types of things in the Welt. There's Doimeh, Soimeach, Chai and Medaber. Doimem, something that's nothing, it doesn't do anything. Tzimeach, it grows. Chai, is there's life to it. Medaber, it speaks, a person, a human. But there's something special about each Madrega. That if you take away the Madrega, let's say if you take away the Chiyus of a Chai, it doesn't go back to become just a Tzimeach. But it loses its very being. If you take away the chiyas of a person, he rots away. And the same thing is about a tzemeach. Each thing, each madrega, its whole essence is by being that type of thing. And if you take away its madrega, it loses its very being. Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying that Klal Yisrael, their very essence, is something unique, is different than any other medaber. When you go ahead and you take away from Klal Yisrael, the Oyster Ritzoyne Shalmokim, they lose their very essence. And look what happens to them. They become less than a behemoth Shal Uma Shvela. And this is what we're describing over here on this Kina. How Klal Yisrael's essence was really the way they were B'tzeisim and Mitzrayim. And look at us now, when we lose that Milo, when we become Ein Oyser and Tzayne Shalmokim, look at what the depths that we have to descend to. B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. Eish Tukad Bekirbi V'Aloysi Alibi Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. The next Kino Lamedalid, is talking about something that we mentioned already before. When Nebuzaradan came in to the Beis HaMikdash and he saw the dam of Zechariah burning, bubbling, he asked what this is. And they first told him that this is the dam of Karbonus. And he took all different types of animals and tried to compare the blood, and it didn't compare. And he asked them, you must tell me what this is. And they told him that Zechariah came to give them Musar, and they killed him. And it's already 252 years that the blood is boiling. And it says, Isfuli kakehanim. And he killed Yeshishim Lameyers, Bachurim Lariboys, tens of thousands of Yidden. And the Ein Sheket Ladam Novi. And the dam of Zechariah is still boiling, still bubbling. And it was a Moifes Va'ois. What's the Moifes Va'ois? The blood was boiling for 252 years. Or vice versa, that it showed how terrible the aveira of killing Zechariah was. That even after Klal Yisrael was geshochten, that still wasn't a kapora, and the blood of Zechariah was still boiling. Until he killed Noshim and Yonkei Shadayim. And finally it says, that Nevuzaradan adei Noson Nevuzaradan libei lo shamayim. Vayomer ha'ein dai b'vnoi Yisraelim ha'kola ata oisel l'sheres hashivyo. You want me to kill out everyone, and then the blood of Zechariah stopped boiling. And what was it that when Nebuzaradan said this, why all of a sudden then did the blood stop boiling? And Pashtus, it was a threat. Eibushter didn't want, Zechariah didn't want this to happen. But I once saw B'Shem Reb Chatzke Levenstein Zechayna Levrocha that he said that the pshat is when Klal Yisrael saw that Nebuzaradan was ready to kill out Gan's Klal Yisrael, then and only then did they finally do tshuva. Before Klal Yisrael did tshuva, there was no kapor, no matter how many tens of thousands of people were killed out. But as soon as Klal Yisrael realized that they were going to kill everyone, then Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and that's why the blood of Zechariah stopped boiling. Yoim Abaniyo. The next kina, kina Lamed Vav, starts off. This is a kina that's written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, and it expresses his tremendous yearning for Eretz Yisrael, for the Madregas that come with Eretz Yisrael. And it starts off, Tzion Haloi Sishali Lishloi Masirayach, Tzion Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdosh, will you not ask about Klal Yisrael, the ones who are in Golus, Dor Shei Shloimech, the ones worry who care about you, Behem Yesra Adarayach. The Loshen over here of this Kina sounds like that Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdosh, is something, is an existence. We're addressing Tzion. When we talk about, we say, Rachim no Hashem Aleikeinu, Ayisrael Amecha, Ayushalayim Irecha, Al Tzion Mishkan Kvoidecha. How could you ask the Eibusha Shehav Rachmanis Al Tzion? Tzion doesn't exist. Tzion was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Rachim Al Tzion, Kihi Beis Chayenu. Rachim on us. What does it mean, Rachim Al Tzion? But Vais Dois, as Nishtazoi. All these years, there's Behemoth, there's a Gzeira, that Amaze is Nishtakach. That's something that's not here for 12 months, you forget about it. And over here, we're mourning many thousands of years. The Teretz is because the Beis HaMikdosh is still in existence. The Beis HaMikdosh is ready to come down. And we're addressing Tzion. Tzion Haloi Sishali L'Shloi Masirayach. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid says, it's mamish beautiful the way, the words that he says over here, the yearning that he has, Epoel la'api ale artzech. I want to come to Eretz Yisrael, and I want to fall down on my face and kiss you the land. And this is something, Rav Yehuda Halevi, he went to Eretz Yisrael, the end of his life, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he finally came to Eretz Yisrael. And as he reached Eretz Yisrael, he bent down to kiss the land. And at that moment, an Arab horseman came by and he trampled him to death. And that's the way Rabbi Yehuda Halevi died. The Kina goes on to say, Chaye nishomois avir artzech, that the air in Eretz Yisrael is a chaye nishomois, is a ruchni yistika. Ruchni is thick alive. The Sipurnoi in Parshas Noach says, "As Avira da Ara Machkim," that the land of Eretz Yisrael is Machkim. Zok the Sipurnoi, because Eretz Yisrael was the only land that was not affected by the Mabul, and Eretz Yisrael is Avira da Ara Machkim, and that's the way Rabbi Yehuda Halevi says towards the end, Kois ha'yigoinim la'at harpi ma'at, the cup of yigoinim, of yogoin, of misery, so great, I can't take how much it's back to back, terrible tragedies. Let it come slower. Was so full of bitterness. At the end of the kina, it says, "Ashrei mechake V'yagia v'yira alois oirech. Lucky is the person who mourns about the Beis HaMikdash, who mourns about the Churban HaBayis. It sounds like already he's lucky. Not that he will be lucky. Already, if he already feels that attachment to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash, already he's attached. And then we say, V'yiboku olov shchorayich, lirois b'toyevas b'chirayich, and the Eivishtu should come back, lalois b'simchosech, b'shuvech elekadmus no'urayich. The next kina, kina mem aleph, again, is addressing Shali Srufo Ba'esh, the Shleim Abelayeth. You Srufo Ba'esh, you that were burnt in fire, you should ask the Shleim Abelayeth about the well-being of the ones who mourn about you. And this is referring to the Torah. Torah is something, it's not only that something that we learn. Torah is a being. Torah is something that we could address. When we make a siyum on a mesechta, we say, Hadron Aloch, Vahadroch Alon. We address the Torah. The Maisa, a Friedika Maisa. There was a Yid that learned Mesechta's Chagiga hundreds of times. And when he was Nifter, nobody was there to know that he was Nifter. And there was a lady crying and saying that there was a person that was Nifter over here. And they came and they took the person and made a Levaya. And this lady was sitting there and crying the whole time. And after the Levaya, they went over to this lady and asked her, "What's your name?" And she said, "My name is Chagiga." When we talk about the Torah that was burnt, we're addressing the Torah. This Maisa happened close to 1,000 years ago, in a time when all Svarim had to be handwritten. And there were many manuscripts of Svarim, and there was a bilbul against the Torah. And they decided that they're going to burn 42 wagonfuls of Svarim, which means how much Torah was lost. And when we talk about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara in Chagiga says, "V'damoya tidma v'seret eini dima." It says dima, tears, three times. "Damoya tidma v'seret eini dima." Three times. Zokti Gemara, Damoya, the first Dima is about the Churban Bayis Rishon. The second Dima is about the Churban Bayis Sheni. The third Dima is about Bittul Torah. Zokti Gemara, that it says later in the Pasuk, V'seir Eini Dima, about Klal Yisrael is going into Golos. Zokti Gemara, Kivon Shegolu, Ein Lecha Bittul Torah Golu Mizeh. Part of Golos is about Bittul Torah. Part of Golos is about the Bittul, about the loss of Torah. If you think about it, when we say Birchas Krishma, we say Ava Rabba, which is really a bracha on Torah. And we end off Ava Rabba. We talk about Kibbutz Golias. How does that come in? How does that come into Ava Rabba, to Birchas HaTorah? But the answer is this Gemara. Part of Golos is that there's Bittul Torah. And we're making a bracha on Torah. We want to make a tefillah that we should have the Torah in its fullest extent. We want to have the Torah with the Kibbutz Golias. Sheyibonah Beis HaMikdash Imheira V'Yomeinu V'Sein Chalkeinu V'Sein Osecha. Part of being Mis'abal our Yerushalayim is being misabel on how much Torah we lost. And that's this kina describing of the tragedy of so much Torah being lost, of so many Svarim being burnt. And that this is something that it's brought down in Halacha, that when this happened, it was Friday on Parashas Chukas, and they asked Shailas Chaloim why this happened. And the Shaios Chalayim came back, dog Zeres Eraisa, and it's brought down in Halacha, there are people that fast Friday Pashas Chukas. But it's brought down that the reason why this terrible tragedy happened is because before that, in the same place that they burnt these 42 wagonfuls of Svarim, they burnt the Rambam's Svarim. There were people that were misnaged to the Rambam's Svarim, Mayer Nevuchim, and the first Prokem in Hilchas Deis, first Prokem in Yisrael HaTorah, and they burnt the Rambam's Svarim, and as a punishment for being mezalzel on the cover of the Rambam, they say that that's why this happened. And that's this kino of Shali Srufa Beish. Shali Moshkech Yoiru Afiloyich. The next kino is kino Memhei. Stand up and we say it. Starts off. Elit Tzion Vareha Tzion. And her cities should cry out, "Kamoi isha b'tzireha," like an isha that's giving birth, that's having labor pains. "V'chipsulo chagura sak al balnu ureha," and like a psula who was mekudeshes and her husband died before she had a chance to marry him. Over here, we're giving two mishalim. There's an Isha that's going through labor pains. An Isha that's going through labor pains, she's in pain, but she's not mourning. She knows that after the pain, there's going to be a birth, and there's going to be a gevaldik simcha. But there's another moshel, v'chipsula chagura sak al baal ureha. Obesula, that's being Miss Abel, that's mourning on her husband that she never had a chance to marry. That Besula is mourning. There's no Nechama for her. She's never going to have that Simcha that she so hoped for. Klal Yisrael and Golus are compared to those, both of these Mishalim. On one hand, today we suffer so much in Golus. But we know, like it says in Davening, Baruch Ata Hashem Boinei Yerushalayim. Hashem Boinei Lashon Hoiva, it's a present tense. Hashem is building Yerushalayim. How is Hashem building Yerushalayim? Zok Tav Shimon Schwab in his Sefer on Tefillah, that when you build a big building, the taller the building is, the deeper the foundation. Boinei Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdosh is going to be a tremendous binyan. The greater the binyan, the bigger the foundation. The foundation of the Bayis Shlishi is the Yisurim that Klal Yisrael have to go through in Golus. So when we suffer today in Golus, that's compared to an Isha B'tzireha. That's building. This pain that we have today is in order that there should be a Bayis Shlishi. But Klal Yisrael is also compared to a Psula Chagura Sak. All the years that Klal Yisrael were on Golus, we were missing the Kirva of the Eibishta. We will be missing the Madregas that we could have attained through the Beis HaMikdosh. That time will never come back. That time is like a Psula Chagura Sak Al Balnu Ureo. We're mourning for what we're missing today, the Madregas that we could have had with the Beis HaMikdosh.